Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night. I'm sorry, it's Thursday night. It's 9 o'clock. It's our power half hour. I thank you for joining the podcast tonight as we hear a word from the Creator as given directly to our brother Messenger, and he's going to deliver that to you. So I want to present to some again and introduce to others our very own Messenger, Rondaya.
Good evening and bless you all. Once again, it is a pleasure. Glad to see you here tonight. Sister T, happy to have you.
Thank you.
Tonight we just want to talk about just why did God create two sexes? Was this the only way God figured for us to recreate? How should we deal with this incredible experience called sexuality? Well, not with shame. We shouldn't be dealing with it with shame. That's for sure not with shame, and not with guilt, not even with fear. For shame is not virtue, and guilt is not goodness, and fear is not honor. And not with lust, for lust is not passion, and not with abandon, for abandon is not freedom. And not with aggressiveness, for aggressiveness is not eagerness. And obviously not with the idea of control of power or domination. For these have nothing to do with love. But maybe sex be used for purpose of simple personal gratification. The surprising answer is yes. Because personal gratification is just another word for self-love. Personal gratification has gotten a bad rap through the years, which is the main reason so much guilt is attracted to sex. You are told you are not to use for personal gratifications something that is intensely, personally gratifying. This obviously contradiction is apparent to all of us. But you don't know where to go with the conclusion. So you decide that if you feel guilty about how good you feel during and after sex, that will at least make it all right. This famous songwriter who received millions of dollars for singing his song, attempting to commit on her his incredible success and the riches it had brought him. He said, "I feel almost guilty because I love doing this so much." The implication is clear. If it is something you love doing, you should not also be rewarded additionally with money. Most people earn money by doing something they hate or something that is at least work, hard work, not endless joy. So the world's message is, if you feel negatively about it, you can enjoy it. Guilt is often used by many in an attempt to feel bad about something you feel good about, and thus reconcile yourself with God. you do something and something that you like, and because of the fact that people have told you over the years that as a Christian or as a child of God, you shouldn't do. So what you turn around and do is kind of feel guilty about it. And that's kind of like your way of saying, I'm sorry, God. And so if you notice, all of these things have us feeling less than what we should be feeling. You are especially not to feel good about joy of the body, and absolutely not, as your older people would say, X-E-X. Well, I'm here. The good news is it's all right to love sex. It's all right to love yourself. In fact, it's mandatory. What does not serve you is to become addicted to sex or anything else, but it is okay to fall in love with it. Practice saying this 10 times each day. I love sex. Practice saying this 10 times a day. I love money. Now I'm going to give you a really tough one to say. Try saying this 10 times a day. You ready? I love me. Practice saying that. I love me 10 times a day and see what happens. And that also goes for the love and the money as well. Yes.
I'll bet most people can say the sex one and the money one a lot easier than they can say the me one.
And if you can't, if you can't love you, then all the rest of the stuff really is nothing.
Absolutely.
And so this is the message that we're trying to get people to open up their hearts and minds to receive. It's about loving your, and we've talked about this numerous times, about loving, being the best you can be. And if you be the best you that you can be, then this is when you become to better realize things and understand that all of these things that you've been taught over the years, they're just not right. This is just somebody else is telling you something, and we blindly follow behind it.
Sometimes.
But we've got to, sometimes we do, but then in the back of our minds, now please understand, when I say you might not fall behind this one, but you'll fall behind on something else, or you might
do this.
And you might do something else. Okay, so this is because it's all been part of our upbringing. Anyone that's had anything to do with any kind of organized religion, this has been part of your upbringing. For instance, they if you really think about it, they don't want you to have power. They don't want you to have glory. They don't want you to have success. And they don't want you winning. But what we have to do is practice starting how to love these things. But understand, when you love power, you love power so that you can use that power to help people. The same with glory, fame, success. There are a lot of people that have it and they don't. All they think about is them.
I agree.
So we've got to change our mindset. Brother Paul, when he wrote the scripture, and he says we've got to renew our minds. People just don't realize how deep that is in what he said, because we have to renew our minds because we've been taught that it is wrong. We've been taught that having a lot of money isn't good, so give it all away. This is what we've been taught.
And having a lot of sex isn't good, they say.
This is what they say also. I present this to anyone listening or anyone who's going to listen. Tell me, we don't want to get too deep. Well, we can if you want, because it's nothing to be ashamed of. But tell me, who has during that moment of sex have forgotten about all the troubles and the cares of this world during
Amen.
That moment? I mean,
Amen.
For some people, it, It might be a minute. Some people it might be longer, but I'm just saying from that during that time. You know what I mean? During that time, you're not the
2-year-old. Put your hand down.
But you know, I say it in joke, but I want us to really think about that. And think about how we feel about it. To some extent, if you just to show you how bad we feel about it, we can't do it unless the lights are off.
On or off?
Off. Because we look at it as a shameful act, and so by cutting the lights off, it covers something in our psyche.
You're doing it wrong.
All right, I'm just presenting illustration so that we can better understand. Just so that we can better understand how we really look at things. How we really look at things, and we look at things that gives us joy, and we think that because it gives us joy, it makes God mad. But think about the logic in that. If you're happy, what course would it? Why would God be mad? If He's allowed something to come into your life to make you happy, why would you be? Why would you think it would make Him mad?
Isn't it a vengeful God they think we serve?
That's part of it. And that's one of the things we have to look at too. How we look at God. And this is why a lot of times in our podcast, we ask the question, do you really know who God, who and what God is? This is why we ask that question.
Right. I agree. I'm with you.
So we've got to stop. We've got to stop worrying so much about other people. And understand from our many podcasts is where I'm coming from with this, as far as concerned about other people, because once you begin to know who you are and love who you are, you have no choice because you now know who you are, but to help other people. But I say to help other people, and that doesn't mean depriving yourself of what it is that brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people you can help, but it doesn't stop you from being and doing the things that bring you joy. But the life that we live now, we don't bring ourselves to joy. And just an example of that is Sunday morning. We want to go to the ball game, but we can't go. Why? Because I'm required to be in church. And if we miss church, then we feel guilty. And so this is the renewing of the mind that I'm talking about. We've got to get away from. Once again, it is okay to go to church when you want to go. Just don't feel like it's an obligation. And church religion itself has made you feel like it is an obligation. It is a must. And if not, then you are going to do something that is going to make God yourself mad. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Love, love, love the things you desire, for your love of them draws them to you. Have we heard of the law of attraction?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
These are rules that have been you and I set up with the beginning of the world. We set this up that no matter who you are, what you are, that these things are going to happen if you do this. The same way we spoke about what you sow, you're going to reap. That is what is known as a universal law. It's going to happen. Now, people like to say God did it, which technically he did. But he didn't do it to you just because he was mad at you for some reason. What happened to you is the result or the reaction, the action from what you did. And that is something that has been proven to each and every one of us. You do good, and what's going to happen?
Good's going to come to you.
Okay, so if good's going to come to you, shouldn't our mindset to always be trying to do good? Because we know if you do bad, bad's coming to back to you.
Come to you, yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get you.
And so we should be mindful of these things. And I'm not trying to tell anybody that you got to be what they call perfect. But we should be more conscious of what it is that we're doing and what it is that we're saying. We should be more conscious. Why? Because we have been awoken to something that is totally free for us. It's giving us the freedom in which each and every day of our lives we're requesting, we want. And it is right at our fingertips. They have you thinking that the love of money is evil. And that's not true. But now if you want to change love for lust, and that applies, that's the same thing that's applicable to sex. Lust is not a good thing.
Well,
lust is not passion. And when you're passionate about something, then that's a good thing.
You're
but
right.
When you're just lusting after stuff, that's not a good thing. So we've got, and so you can have passion about getting money. That is your passion, to make money. And just using my co-producer, his passion is helping people through situations in the post office. And from what I hear and what I'm told, he's pretty good at it. It's his passion.
Amen.
Amen.
And so when you have that passion, then you can achieve things that you really thought you couldn't achieve. How many of us had all kind of passions that we've done some things? I mean, remarkable things. Because that is something that we just truly desire. I'll use someone in the podcast. Someone has a passion to cook. But you see how simple this is, the way it's been set.
Mm-hmm.
That as Jesus said, a fool can't err. So
Amen.
All we have to do is take heed because of the fact that we know. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Think about how profound that is. If you know
Amen.
These things, guarantee
mm-hmm.
each and every one of us, if we knew that if whenever we needed money, all we had to do is knock on that door. We'd be knocking on that door all day, every day, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
all
right.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to understand what it is that we're hearing. And if you don't understand, as I've said so many times, go within. And I guarantee you will give yourself the answer. It's just that simple. You ain't got to get down on your knees and cry. And I'm not saying you won't cry afterwards, realizing all of this time you wasted with your life looking for something that was there all along. You go within. You will tell yourself. And I've asked this question numerous times on the podcast. Can anybody remember themselves telling them something wrong?
What?
You ever remember telling yourself something wrong? Now please understand, you've told yourself have told you to do something and you did something different. but it told you to do it. How many times have we said, I knew I should have went with my first thought?
Many times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because yourself was telling you what to do, but you didn't want to hear that. You wanted to do it a different way. So this is why we have to understand. This is why we've got to walk in the consciousness. Walk knowing that you are awake. You shouldn't be bumping into stuff anymore. Why? Because you're awake. When you didn't realize you was awake, you could bump into some stuff. But you know better now.
Amen.
And all of these things that we talked about when we talked about power and all of this other stuff, you can go ahead and want that. That is good. Because one of the things it's doing is you expressing your love for something. And love is the key to all of this stuff. And you got to understand, just to show you how much love, no matter what we do, it's done out of love. Sometimes we do it in a stupid, crazy way, but it's done out of love. Because love is the key. And just so I can clarify some things so that people can understand me here. Some of the things we do, like for instance, we lust after people. But we lust after people because we love sex. So because of my love for sex, I'm going to chase and do some things that I shouldn't be doing. But it is done out of a state of love. I didn't help this person out because I loved this other person and I wanted to try and help this person out. So it's done out of love. It's all out of love. It's just how we go about projecting it. So I'll just state it again that it's important for us that we give ourselves abundant pleasure. And when you give yourself abundant pleasure, guess what that means?
You can give others abundant pleasure.
Go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about, podcast. That's what it is. The more we have, the more we can give away. And once again, as I said, it's so simple. It's right before us. Sometimes it just seems too simple. But what when we understand that this is how we set it up, because right now, that each one of us right now, what are we doing? We are living through a preset moment that we sent ourselves. And because it was special, we called it a present. And that's why you're in the present time. Because this is a present that you sent yourself. I'll play with that for a little while.
Okay.
Right now. Okay. It's just letting us know how all things are working together for the good. We just got to see it. And when we realize, as they say in the movie Scarface, I put this together. Guess what? Guess what? You did. I'm talking about this entire life. You put this together. You are where you are today because of what you've done. And you can be anywhere else you want to be. It all depends on what you do. You. Nobody else. But they've got you thinking because they're so short-sighted in their vision and their understanding of God. They think that God has got to send you something, not realizing that God is already here.
Mm.
God is already all good and perfect gifts come from God.
Amen.
And when you give a good gift, where else could it come from? You, right?
Right.
But now that scripture that they wrote told us that all good and perfect gifts come from God. So how do you analyze that?
If God is in me, if God's spirit is in me, then it allows me to give myself these gifts, but it's easier for people to understand that it came from somewhere else.
That's right.
Correct. Instead of realizing it came from you. And we like to say God's spirit, but we have to understand God is what?
A spirit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you got God's spirit, that's God.
That's right.
That's God. And so because it's God, we have to understand that and call it like it is. And if people are look at you crazy, it's okay that you look at me crazy as long as I know. And I'm okay with it, and I'm good with myself. And this
Amen.
Is where we've got to get.
That's
I'm
right.
not saying it might be your cup of tea. I'm not saying you could be okay with yourself and you just decide to walk down the street naked. But then again, you know what? Why not? You put that body together. You put it together, you can be proud of it.
Mm.
But society has us. They would rather see you shoot somebody than walk down the street naked.
Mm.
Think about how crazy that is. They'll show us shooting on TV, but they won't show no nudity on TV. I mean, you know, unless you go to them other channels. But if you go to Channel 7, you know what I mean? Channel 7 will show you a shooting in a minute. But they won't show you anything that got to do with love. Does that make sense? Is that how we supposed to be living our lives? When we are love? For love is natural for us. All this other stuff is acting.
Hey, Brother Messenger.
Yes, sir.
I think Sister Tippy got a story she want to tell you.
It's funny that you're talking about how we are God. I have a friend who had brain surgery not too long ago, and died on the table and met God. And he and I were just talking about it the other day, and he said he met God. And I said, was it amazing? Was it so cool? And he goes, that was okay. I said, what do you mean it was okay? He said, God's us. Like, he's me. He's you. He's here. It was okay. It's just regular. He's in me. He's in you. He's right here. And I said, I have to tell the messenger. That's exactly
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, but it's a beautiful thing because what it does, it's allowing, because sometimes we can sit here and because we're hearing something new, you know, I like you, but I don't know. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So it's good that, because God has, it's more than just us that understand this. So, as the co-producer let me know, we wind down. But I thank you for sharing that powerful message. And I'm quite sure if you could ever get in touch with him and ask him to spend some time on the podcast. Because as I've said all along, we are all messengers.
That's right.
All of us.
Amen, my brother. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And I thank the audience for joining in tonight for the godly word from our very own messenger, Rondaya. Again, you can hear this message every Thursday night, every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Again, the message is designed to awaken you to the fact that you have a powerful spirit inside of you. And when you acknowledge that spirit, then you can walk in the same power. Good night, podcast audience, and stay blessed.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, sister. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you, Lord.